Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
As we continue to look forward on the show of different things that will be happening this morning, I got a bunch of these Hey, I Was Wondering questions, and I already kind of alluded to the answer a second ago, but we'll just tackle them head on, because I know Mel D got a couple of texts on this at 60123. Like Lizzo talks about, some of you have been sliding into our DMs. Yeah, this kind of stuff. And now I got an email from Christy. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, are you going to talk to a registered Chicago Marathon runner who has not trained? Are you going to be doing it on Friday? I'm currently supposed to run on Sunday. 20 weeks of hard training, over 800 running miles in the bank on this cycle. And my 5-year-old just came down with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. See, now, if I was scheduled to be running the Chicago Marathon, here's the difference between Christy and I. I would be praying for my child to come down with hand, foot, and mouth disease to get me out of it.
Yeah.
I should be a trained runner this Sunday, and I fear what lies in the days between now and then with this sick kid. Will you be handling people who are running untrained? Thanks, Christy. Yes, Christy, it is an Eric in the Morning tradition. On the Anybody Listening Who, before the marathon weekend, we like to talk to people who had grand plans and grand dreams when they signed up to run the marathon and then forgot to do the training part leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's Friday morning, going to run the marathon on Sunday, and you haven't actually gone to get running shoes yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One year we did talk to a guy who couldn't find his shoes, and he ran in, like, dress shoes.
No.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Like, I couldn't find them. I was running late. It was the only pair of shoes I could find.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Better than going barefoot.
We talked to people, and some finish, most finish and some don't, but.
They actually had to amputate his feet at mile 13.
Oh.
Took him right off at the ankles. But in the last few years, I've noticed in this tradition that more and more people seem to be accepting the responsibility of running in the marathon, and we've had a harder time locating non-trainers. You know, like Whip likes to say over there in the Grandpa Whip studio, in the good old days, we used to have people coming in.
Oh, man.
And train been smoking all the time.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I cannot stop talking about the good old days.
They would be running and smoking in dress shoes. And
that's what it used to be like.
Right.
There are pictures, by the way, that I saw, like, in the early days of the Chicago Marathon. Yeah. They would barely even close the road. There's people running alongside traffic on Lakeshore Drive. I swear to God.
Right, a FedEx truck would come rolling by.
No joke. It's kind of like fend for yourself.
That makes it easier to get around downtown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you just make that face? It makes it easier for who to get around?
Anybody. When, you know, a marathon weekend, the day of the marathon, you cannot get anywhere you want to go.
Before, like, noon,
So you've made the observation that closed streets make it difficult to get around.
Well, I said it made it much easier to get around.
So later on this morning, for anybody listening who, as Melissa just helped us with the obvious there. You know, Eric, when roads are closed, it's hard to get around. And when the roads are open, it's easier to get around.
What?
Back to you.
Nice face.
Thanks. Thanks. On point. Stay on point. On point. Runners today. Runners. So if you know anybody, if you are the person who has failed to train, if you're really feeling okay about that, maybe you're not feeling okay about it. What I enjoy most of the past couple of years is the people that we talk to seem to have very little concern that they hadn't trained.
Yeah.
Again, in the old years, they used to be really worried. Now they're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
If I have to stop along the way and get a hotel room and grab a nap, fine.
Right.
Whatever. We will be doing that shortly after 7 o'clock with Anybody Listening Who. And usually this evolves into the horrific bleeding nipples stories.
So I've never ran the marathon, but I worked the marathon to pass out bananas.
Right.
And the people that get to the finish line.
I'm not
going
to lie to you. Just that sentence makes me laugh. That's hilarious. Hi, I'm Violette. I'm here to pass out bananas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my whole sorority did it. You have to wake up really early even just to pass out bananas.
Wait a minute. A whole sorority passed out bananas? There seems to be some kind of joke that's available there.
Yeah, but the people that would end up coming to the finish line, I'm like, what's wrong with you? They'd be bleeding from their nipples.
Right.
And I'm like, do you want a Band-Aid? And like, it's over now. I'm going
They should have put the Band-Aids on before.
I know.
That's a runner's nightmare. I guess it's a regular occurrence, too.
Yeah.
They don't wear Band-Aids, right?
Right. You got a Vaseline up your nipples.
Yeah.
Or you get chafing.
Yeah, in between your legs.
I didn't see any of that. I just saw a lot of bleeding nipples neon shirts.
Bleeding nipples through neon shirts. A lot of complaints about the job.
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday. You can go in there, barely try, and then get out for your weekend.
That's the idea.
The number one complaint about jobs tends to be amount of work in general, followed by lack of recognition, followed by pay. Not you. What is your number one complaint about your job, Amy?
Hi.
Hi.
I have to work with kindergartners all day, 5-year-olds.
It's kind of what it's like around here. We all do the same.
That's true.
That's basic radio. Feel like working with kindergartners all day long.
The fact.
John.
My commute time spiked from 30 minutes to now 2 hours because of the office move.
Which is obviously totally out of your control.
Time to get a studio apartment close to work.
That's rough.
At number three, complaint about your job as you sit there this morning, Scott.
Yeah, that middle schoolers are smelly, weird, and hormonal.
Ah, you must be a teacher.
You got that right.
Our middle schoolers are smelly, weird, and hormonal.
For sure.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, my gosh.
At number two, your primary complaint about work, Jess.
I'm a dog walker, and the poop is too big for the poop bag.
The poop is too big for the poop bag.
How many dogs are you walking?
Wow. Well, you're walking a
German
lot.
Shepherds?
A lot of Great Danes, huh?
Danes.
Yeah. And then finally, in at number one, your primary complaint about your job is what, Bill?
I don't like my boss. He doesn't appreciate me. I'm underpaid, overworked, and I'm self-employed.
There it is.
And I'm self-employed.
That's right there.
That's awesome.
My boss is such a pain in the ass. If I could replace him, I would, but I'm self-employed. Yeah. I'm stuck with him. Yeah. Whip revealed to me in a text that last night he went. He went to see Joker. After Mel D encouraged him to.
That's true. She liked it.
Mel D likes nothing more than a good quality murderous movie.
Every scary movie, I'm going to see it.
Right.
Yikes.
The more blood, gore, and murder she can find in a movie, the happier she is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Whip, you went last night.
I did.
Many people are saying that it is the most violent movie they've ever witnessed, and they leave a changed person afraid to leave their home. Is that true?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Really?
It's not even like the... First of all, the violence is very graphic and very scary.
Is it avert your eyes kind of violence?
Some of it.
All right.
Okay.
But that's not even why you leave there disturbed. You just leave there disturbed at just the picture of the guy turning into the Joker because he's a very, very, very mentally disturbed person.
Uh-huh.
And it almost seems a little too real, almost as if you...
This could actually happen.
Well, if you were to personally know a person who turns into a murderous serial killer trying to get back at
society...
Which
I currently don't, and right. I'm hoping that doesn't happen like this afternoon where I go, you know what, I know a guy, I think.
But it feels like this is what they would be like as they are driven to complete over-the-edge madness. It's scary. I mean, it's scary for that reason.
Okay. Wow. It's scary because you could see it happening versus it's scary when you watch a Scream movie. The likelihood of that happening seems slim.
Different than that. It makes you a little sick to your stomach. Yeah. The story itself, the sort of feeling you get from him. Oh, yeah. He's very good in the movie. Joaquin Phoenix, it's a great acting job, and it's well written for what they're trying to do, but, man, it's going to give you nightmares.
Mel D told me that I would enjoy this movie. Based on your description, I'm a little concerned about what Mel D could turn into. Perhaps everything you're describing could be sitting in the studio right now, and I don't even realize it.
I might be wrong.
Now that you have seen it, Whip.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't think you would like it.
Okay.
Oh.
That's my opinion. I don't think you would like it.
You should see the murderous rage in Melody's eyes right now. I'd be very careful what you say.
Well, there's nothing enjoyable about the movie. I don't think there's one single lighthearted moment that I can remember. Not one single funny thing.
That's not a good way for Hollywood to sell a movie. There's nothing enjoyable in this movie. Come see our movie.
And I guess there's a little bit of action, but not action the type that you enjoy, right?
Huh. Does it keep you on the edge of your seat?
Yeah, because you want to see how he finally explodes, you know?
Oh, God.
So you did like it or no? You didn't find it enjoyable?
It's so weird to use the word like with this because it's kind of like... Yeah, I really like watching murder crime stories, too.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so I liked it in that way, but it's not like you're, like, happy.
Now, Melissa has talked that she might go see it, too. Do you think she'll be okay with it?
Yeah, I think she'll like it.
Well, she's got a lot of murderous rage.
A lot of pent-up aggression.
A lot of the stuff that she masks behind a girl next door stuff.
But
deep down, for sure.
Right. When you open the blinds on her house and take a peek inside, there's things you don't want to see.
Don't look under my bed.
Oh, God. I really don't want to know what's under your bed. That's the last thing I want to know. Under your bed or in your drawer. The next... 312-233-1019. Whip went to see Joker. He's never going to be the same.
I got an email
from a woman's like, I went to see Joker. I took my 7-month-old. Everybody thinks I'm a terrible parent. Kid didn't make any noise, but they say I've just succeeded in laying the foundation of a serial killer in my family. Any thoughts on that? 312-233-1019. Hey, Derek.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. What do you think?
I don't think babies belong in any movie theater. It doesn't matter what the movie is.
Right, ever. Peppa the Pig, got to be 17.
You're not a baby.
Right. Yeah. Toy Story, don't bring kids in here for that. What are you, crazy? You agree with him, Violetta?
Well, he didn't say kids. He said babies. Uh-huh. So, yes, I agree with him.
What's the cutoff where you're no longer a baby?
When you can... stand?
When you can stand.
I don't know.
Hi, Terry.
Talk? Yes.
Hi, what do you think?
I agree with Derek. No babies, no movie, doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
And I think a child needs to be able to sit.
Right, a baby should never leave the house.
Sounds like they're coming from the perspective
of,
yeah.
How do you feel like babies in restaurants? How do you feel about that?
It's fine.
What about airplanes?
Babies on airplanes?
Oh, well, I've been with babies on an airplane, so I've been the one that everyone hates.
Oh, man.
So, people out of airplanes.
You know what? People don't like when you bring babies on airplanes or old stepfathers.
Mm-hmm.
More on that coming up in just a few minutes.
Really?
Why that's relevant. You better bring a care package along with. Hi, Nurse Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Babies in movies.
Yeah, you know, I empathize with her. I get it. But I'm more concerned with the stimulation, the over-visual, the flashing, the loud noises.
Ah, there you go.
The gunshots.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Seriously.
Is it really loud?
Well, the gunshots in the movie tend to be loud.
Right. The screams during the stabbings. You know, all that kind of stuff. You ain't wrong. Right.
Oh, my God.
I'd be more concerned with the baby being messed up by that. As opposed to just, you know, the baby being brought to Olive Garden or on a plane.
Yeah.
Friday morning, we've arrived at the moment where we find out what everybody else is talking about. The top three things currently trending on Twitter. Now, Mel D, social media director, before you get into this.
Yeah.
Do you have any new music dropping trending on Twitter announcements?
I do, because it's a big one.
All right. Okay,
for a specific group of people.
Okay, because I have two here, and I'm not going to bring them up.
Okay.
Because I don't want to steal your thunder.
Thanks.
But at the conclusion of your trending on Twitter, if you don't bring either of these two up, I'd like to ask you about these two.
Amazing. New music is always good.
Well, I'd love to be amazing. trending on Twitter in at number three.
Okay, we'll start off with Harry Styles. So
that's one of them.
Look at that.
Let me cross that right off.
So he's been kind of quiet for almost like 2 years. He went on tour back in 2017, and then once his tour was over, he pretty much went into hiding. He didn't share anything with any of his fans, but all he had to do was tweet out the word "do," and that tweet gained over 500,000 likes, and everybody thought something
do
might be happening.
In D-O or D-U-E?
D-O.
Do.
And then, so that happened, and then it looks like he's coming out with some new music because today he broke his silence and he came out with a new song called Lights Up.
Have you heard it?
I have heard it.
Is it fast or slow?
You know, it's kind of in the middle.
Should we play it?
I like it. It's like it got an indie vibe to it.
Like Indianapolis?
Sounds like a car race.
No, like kind of like an alternative indie pop kind of vibe.
Yeah, I'm not Harry Styles One Direction anymore. I'm indie.
Yeah. Doing garage band on us.
By the way, when asked about this record in a 2019 cover story for Rolling Stone, Harry Styles said, and maybe this is an idea of what you could hear a little bit later on, it's all about having sex and feeling sad. Sign me up for that.
Look at that.
Well, that's not fun.
Wow. All right, Swanee, can you pull Harry Styles' Lights Out, Lights Up, Lights On, Lights Off?
Lights up.
Lights on. Lights. Lights up. Lights up. All right, we'll get that going. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, Liam Hemsworth. It looks like he might be moving on.
Attaboy.
So Miley's been pretty public in showing everybody that she's moved on. But Liam was spotted in New York the other day holding hands with a mystery girl. Ooh. So they both got together. It looks like they had dinner, and it was pretty romantic from all the pics that are going around on Twitter. So people are noticing that whoever this girl is, she does look a little bit like Miley.
Kind of
nice to hear moving on.
When people split up, they end up dating people that look similar to the person they split up with? Or
sometimes.
Do they go with a whole different thing? You know, let's get into that more after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, let's do that. I like that.
More after 7 o'clock. Okay. And trending on Twitter, number one?
So people are thinking that Post Malone might have influenced the Jonas Brothers to get into the beer industry. Because the Joe Bros are now teaming up with Coors Light.
Yeah.
So Post Malone, he's been
I'm
on
having
the
one right now.
Last Friday.
Give me one.
Post Malone's face has been on the Bud Light cans for a little bit, and you could buy those at his show. And now the Jonas Brothers are asking their fans to be a fan of Coors Light because Coors Light tweeted a photo of one of their cans with all three bros, and the Jonas Brothers actually made the Coors Light at a brewery in Colorado themselves. So all those are going to come out later on in November.
All right, so Jonas Brothers Coors Light in November, Post Malone Bud Light currently available now. All right. And I have, as we learned from my trip out to Elburn when I was part of the homecoming parade, I will be the official endorser of Busch Light. Somebody from the crowd threw me a Busch Light.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good
gig. I'm
going to get my face on that. Post Malone has Bud Light. Jonas Brothers have Coors Light. I have Busch Light.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. I think we found somebody.
Oh.
To a degree, we found somebody.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to throw this out. 312-233-1019. When we select, if you're a little reluctant to share with us now that you're going to run the marathon on Sunday, and you've done virtually no training, because maybe you're full of shame. There's no reason to be. Because whoever's our official runner, I'm going to make you this offer.
Oh.
For running the marathon and not training, we will give you, between now and the end of the year, your choice of any concert tickets we have.
Wow.
Oh.
Any.
That's
huge.
Yeah, that's totally exactly. Amazing.
You pick the show when we're giving away tickets, and we'll give you tickets to that show.
Right on.
Your choice. But that being said, if you're dialing frantically now, don't try to trick us because there is going to be verification that you're actually running.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. We're checking your number.
Hi there, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
Running the marathon this weekend?
I am. I'm really excited about it. I'm picking up my packet tonight.
Oh, congratulations. And have you done any preparation whatsoever for this marathon?
Well, I have been doing a lot of Zumba.
A lot of Zumba? I hear that's good for it.
A lot of dance fitness and a little bit of yoga. I tried that this year.
Well, that should be plenty then, right? I think that's probably what the recommendation is for running 26 miles.
Well, so no actual running?
Well, I did try 2 weeks ago. I did like a little run around the neighborhood, and I made about 8 miles. I do a run, walk, or that's a lot. Run a minute, walk a minute. Like that, eight miles.
What I would do is run a minute, walk a minute, lay down 30 minutes, get up, run 15 seconds, lay down an hour and a half. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
It's part of my preparation. Are you nervous about the potential for not completing the marathon, or are you optimistic that you'll be able to?
Well, here's the truth, and I did say this when I called in. This is my 11th marathon.
Oh, my God. So you've been down this road before, even without the training.
correct. So this is my 11th marathon, and I will be. And my goal is always just to beat the bus before they pick up, you know, the runners that are slacking.
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually one of the last people that crossed the start line.
Right.
It's like me and the juggler.
Right. And you and the jugglers.
The jugglers?
Yeah, the people that juggle the whole marathon. They're like the last to cross the start line.
Okay.
Because they start like a mile behind the start line.
I must have missed them.
Yep. So that's me. So all the elite people have finished, and I start.
Right.
And then I kind of trot along. And so, you know, my time is, you know, under seven hours, and that's about where I need to be.
So what you're saying to me, Rachel, is about the time you reach the start line, the Kenyan winner is already back in Kenya.
Oh, yeah. He's got his feet up and having a martini or two.
Oh, I got gotcha.
You. I got gotcha. You. Okay. All right, Rachel, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your phone number. And then on Monday, we'd like to talk to you live from the emergency room as you are as you're being treated, okay?
That's not a problem.
All right. All right. And then, Melissa, you're going to be at the marathon, right?
I am.
All right. Now, what we should try to do is figure out, like, Rachel's number when she gets it.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's any way we'll have to figure out. You could track her or whatever, but maybe you can try to spot her somewhere along the way.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look for her if I can get your number and kind of, I think there's like an app on your phone.
Right, where you can track people's numbers to see where they are.
Right.
Yeah, is that good with you, Rachel?
Absolutely.
And then maybe if you see Rachel along the way, she can stop. You can take a picture. The two of you can have lunch.
Oh, yeah.
During the race or whatever.
Right.
Invite the jugglers.
Yeah, the jugglers. Maybe get a picture with the jugglers all around you. I think that'll be great. All right. Thank you, Rachel. Hold on, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, hold on.
Wow, she's so optimistic and positive.
She's ready. I feel like a positive vibe. I am going to really be rooting for her when I'm laying on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
University installs free vending machines that dispense tiny short stories printed on eco-friendly paper. You just go in there to get a Twix bar. Next thing you know, you get a tiny short story.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Mm-hmm. The University of Lincoln in the UK is the first to install vending machines that are designed to dispense free short stories for students to read on campus. You know, something to pass the time. Why do I bring something dumb like this up? Well, because we've got our very own short story that's been completed and now available for your reading pleasure.
Uh-huh.
As Violetta has completed her one-page book report on Church for Dummies.
I have.
Now, this started earlier this week, right? When we were talking about, hey, what you reading? Mm-hmm. A lot of people aren't reading anything. And if they are reading something, they're reading something they're embarrassed about.
Yeah.
Then there was a woman who called, before I go to bed, I read
Bible for Dummies.
Bible for Dummies.
Yes.
Bible for Dummies, because it's a lot easier than just trying to read the Bible.
Which is really long and confusing.
And then, it is. And then Violetta did the Violetta standard eye roll at that. So we said, oh, really? Oh, okay, well, guess what you're doing now? You're going to read Bible for Dummies and submit a book report.
So, yeah, I kind of had fun doing this, actually, because I haven't done a book report in a really long time.
Well, maybe we should do this more
every
often.
Week. No, it's a lot. That's a lot of reading.
All right, so you read Bible for Dummies.
I did.
You know more about the Bible.
Yeah, it was actually really interesting. The way they lay it out, it's kind of like adventurous, like fun stories, histories about
like the Bible's Game of Thrones or something?
Literally, it was like the Bible's Game of Thrones, which I actually, in my book report, connect to that towards the end. That's my conclusion of my book report.
All right, nice.
I also, you know, Jesus had a lot of followers, so I tie in Instagram.
I've heard the news,
Yeah.
They're called disciples.
Right, those disciples. And those followers ended up, you know, gaining him a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Kind of like Instagram. If you have more followers, you can also attract more
people. Did you just equate Jesus to Instagram?
It's very similar.
All right.
We do it for the gram. He did it for the gospel.
Look at that. Look at what we're learning.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm wondering is, so you wrote your one-page book report, right?
I sure did.
Can you forward that to Mel D?
Okay.
Mel D, where can we put Violetta's one-page book report where Jesus is like Instagram? And the entire story of the Bible is really nothing more than Game of Thrones.
Okay.
If people want to do a little light reading.
Totally. We'll definitely put that up on our Instagram. And we'll put it on our Facebook.
Okay.
Wait, you're putting it everywhere?
Well, we'll just kind of spread it everywhere. I'll probably do it in, like, the Instagram story.
Perfect.
Oh, so it, you know.
Perfect. So you can
I
see it for
it.
Yourself.
I just want to proofread it one more time.
All right. You do that, okay. And then you submit it to Mel D, and we will put it out. And maybe what we'll do is we'll check the comments.
Okay.
Can we? Is there?
Yeah, there's a way for people to comment.
We would like for you to read it, and your comment should be, if you were her teacher, what grade would you give her?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what kind of grade she gets.
Oh, man. I'm nervous.
Or Bible for Dummies book report. Yeah. Eric, I don't know if Jesus, he had these followers, on Instagram? Oh, you mean the disciples?
Yeah
whatever. Yeah, and it's like he's Cersei. Is it Cersei?
Well, he's not Cersei. That's a bad one.
He's more like
Jon Snow.
He's Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Yes. Jon Snow even has a resurrection.
Look at that.
Look what Game of Thrones has been doing.
Perfect. Pretty good example, I think, here for today's Mixed Morning Mindbender. Priyanka Chopra. Nick Jonas. They're married now, so it obviously worked, right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So far.
A new study says women who date blank men have more satisfying relationships. Women who date what kind of men there? Jeff.
Short.
Short men. No.
Oh.
Although in this picture, he does appear to be shorter than her.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
All those Jonas are... cute and cuddly little short guys.
Yeah, they're fun size.
Right. Women who date what kind of men, Janet?
Boring.
Boring.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
Sound like a boring guy to you?
I love it.
Women who date what kind of men tend to have more satisfying relationships? Is it Keturah?
Yes.
You say?
Younger men.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
There you go. Younger men. That's the way to go, Keturah. Are you up for that?
I'm only 29, so I'm just at the age where younger men even seem appealing.
Yeah. What if we found you the perfect 22-year-old?
Whoa.
25, the youngest for me.
All right. Women who date younger men have more satisfying relationships, according to a study by sex psychologist Dr. Justin Laymiller, which makes him creepy to have that name and be a sex psychologist.
Yeah, absolutely.
He surveyed 200 women in relationships about their relationships, including the age of their partner and how satisfied they were. The results revealed that women who were more than 10 years older than their partner were the most satisfied.
Wow, interesting.
And committed to them, too. Their relationships, both women who were younger than their partners and women whose partners were close in age, fell behind in satisfaction.
Okay, that's really
Could you go 10 years younger, Melissa? Could you do that?
I would have... it would have to be somebody who was very, very mature. Like, if we were on the same...
Goes without saying you likely are, but just from an age standpoint, you're with a guy 10 years younger, and you know what? Everything attached to that. Could you do that?
I probably could with the right one.
Violetta, could you successfully go out with a 17-year-old?
No, I don't think I could.
That's 10 years younger than you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you and a high school senior, that seems like about right.
You could go to prom again.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I've been to enough. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I could.
No. What would be your cutoff on age? Going younger.
I've never dated anyone younger than me.
If you were to open yourself to
open
the idea, how low would you go?
And probably not lower than 25.
25, just a couple years then.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You got to ask her again in a few years.
Dr. Laymiller explained, why were the older women happier with their relationships? I can't say with certainty based on the data, but it may be because when the woman is older, it might shift the power dynamic towards greater equality.
Yeah, because maybe you're feeling less insecure. Like, I think as a woman, you get more secure in your age,
mm-hmm.
and men... So I feel like...
Well, now I get it.
Yeah. No, because I think that you're insecure as a younger woman, and you get more secure, and then you can date someone younger.
There you have it. You agree with that, Melissa? Whatever that was?
Because you overthink things when you're younger, but when you're older...
I don't know. I'm underthinking everything you just said.
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm barely thinking right now.
It just comes down to the sex.
That might be the case. It always does with you. 312-233-1019. If you'd like to participate in the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, recently out of a relationship, a big breakup with your boyfriend or girlfriend, your husband, wife, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we were talking about earlier this morning. Hang on, Christina. Hang on, Jennifer. We'll get to you in just a second. New study says women who date younger men have more satisfying relationships.
Oh, yeah.
So But guys, like if your girlfriend or your wife ends up dating a new guy, if she's dating a younger guy,
yeah.
Yeah, she's going to like that.
She's going to be so glad
she got rid of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Which is fine because you're better off probably too anyway, right?
Yeah.
Right, that's what you're telling yourself.
Oh, gosh.
But then we kind of just in a real quick aside, it said, okay, well, let's suppose you're getting out of a relationship and then you see your former significant other, either boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife, in a new relationship. Would you want them, would it make you feel better if they were dating someone that looked like you or not looked like you? What would make you feel better? Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, you're out of a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
By 1 week.
Oh, my gosh, 1 week. Okay.
That's recent.
That is fresh. The wound is fresh. All right, if you're a former boyfriend, I'm assuming, or is it a divorce?
Husband. Yeah, it's a divorce.
All right, now let's suppose your husband begins dating a new woman. Which one would make you feel better, if she looked like you or looked completely different from you?
Completely different.
Completely different is what you'd want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely.
And why have you settled on that answer?
Well, because I wasn't even his type.
So weird he got married to you.
Got married anyway.
Right. He wanted what, were you saying?
He wanted thinner and he wanted red hair. And thicker with brown hair.
That's very interesting. All right, so maybe someone different would make you feel better. Okay. Hi there, Candy.
Hi.
Hi, out of a relationship?
Out of a relationship, 3 years.
3 years. Would you want him to be dating someone that looks like you or not like you? Which would make you feel better?
Not like me.
Not like you. That's two for not like me.
Okay.
Why?
Because I feel like if there is something wrong in the relationship, why would you want to be with someone that reminds you of that?
Oh, okay.
And then if that's the case, then we might as well still be together and work through our issues as opposed to going with someone that's going to try and be like me. So you're always going to be reminded of me.
That's a very interesting perspective.
Oh.
Well, you're basically with me anyway. So why didn't we just fix what we had?
Yeah, what's wrong with me then?
Funny.
All right.
That's so wrong.
That's an interesting answer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, recently out of a relationship?
Yes, 8 years.
8 years. You've been out 8 years or the relationship was 8 years?
I'm sorry?
You've been out of the relationship 8 years or the relationship was 8 years?
No. The relationship was 8 years.
All right. 2 months. Would you want him to date someone who looks like you or doesn't look like you? Which would make you feel better?
Doesn't look like me. I would just hope that they would be ugly.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, there's nothing better when they start dating an ugly person.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Nothing helps your self-esteem more.
Oh, my goodness.
Your husband, your wife leaves. You see the new boyfriend, the new girlfriend. You look at me and go, that guy? That girl? I feel so much better.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. What do you think the results were of the 10 votes we took? People want their former significant other to date someone that looks like them or not looks like, or doesn't look like them.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like at least 8 said not look like them.
You guys don't even get to guess because Melissa has it exactly right.
Sounded right.
Of the two that said, no, I'd like him to look like me, one was a guy and one was a woman.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.